I want to put two verses together in your minds. That's Psalm 59, verse 1, deliver me from my enemies, my God. Lift me on high from those who rise up against me. Okay, he's saying, deliver me from my enemies. Deliverance is from enemies, and you get this quite often in the Psalms. And then Psalm 79, verse 9, where he prays for redemption or deliverance from his sins. And you have another example of that in Psalm 39, verse 8. So, the Psalms of David, I think you can quite clearly divide between those that he wrote before his experience with Bathsheba, his sin, an attempt to murder Uriah, or his murder of Uriah, etc., and the ones that he wrote afterwards. The ones he wrote before talk very much about redeem or deliver me from my enemies. And I think he maybe quoting Jacob's words when he found his relative Esau coming towards him in Genesis 32, 11 and 30, where he says the same, redeem me, deliver me from my enemies, O my God. And David, you know, quotes that, and he uses it about his desire for deliverance from Saul in 1 Samuel 26, 24. And yet his prayers were heard. And he says, 2 Samuel 22, 18, 49, that I have been delivered from my enemies. Thank you, God. And he says this in the day when he's been delivered finally from Saul. And yet, after the thing with Bathsheba, the sin with Bathsheba, he prays for, deliver me from my sins, redeem me, redeem Israel, redeem us, deliver us from our sins. So I think he came to see that actually the real enemy is not so much the likes of Saul or people with swords in their hands, something external. The real enemy is me. And I think that that is the great parable of Satan in the New Testament, where the adversary, the enemy, is not so much an external cosmic force of evil. It is essentially sin, temptation, you, the voice within, which continually beckons us towards sin. And yet you see how God works. How, first of all, when David was younger, he had a lot of enemies who were trying to kill him, etc. And he learned to pray to God desperately, deliver me, redeem me from my enemies, O God. And he was saved. But later on in his life, he finds himself repeating the same words, perhaps rewriting some of the Psalms that he had written about deliverance from enemies, and he applies them to deliver me from my sins. Well, that is, I think, just lovely how God works in life. God is very patient, and God will lead you through part of your life when this or that is a huge issue, and then another thing when this or that is a huge issue, until you finally see that it is sin and death which is the great enemy. But as he gave you victories in your earlier life against those issues that sort of visibly came into your life, he will also do so against the ultimate enemy, and that is sin and death. That he gives us little victories to start with in our lives, as he did with David against Philistines, against Saul, etc., in order to prepare him for faith in the ultimate victory and deliverance and redemption from the real enemy, which in the end is sin and finally is death itself. And so, as you look back in your life, you will see that God has delivered you from, if you like, those external issues, the argument with the woman next door, the argument maybe, I don't know, with your ex or, you know, former partner, former whatever, wife, husband, whatever, the argument with these people who had it in for you at work or in the church or whatever. Yep, he delivered me in the end. But, you see, all that was to prepare you for the greater truth, for the greater deliverance. And as I say, I think that under inspiration, David rewrote a lot of these Psalms, which is why the text as we have it at this point is sometimes hard to interpret, because it appears to be relevant to this situation in David's life, then to that situation in David's life, and it's not always a smooth read, thinking, oh yeah, this just applies to this particular historical incident in his life. And that is because it reflects his own growth, his own path. That, yeah, deliver me from Saul, deliver me from these people who are out to get me. Oh, thanks, Lord. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. But then, as I say, he comes to reapply those words to his redemption and deliverance from sin and ultimately from death.